He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Wednesday, April 1st. Yes, it is April Fool's Day, but we don't have any jokes for you here on Texans Today. No, we got the serious news, and we'll start with D'Amico and Dante. Yes, D'Amico Ryans, middle linebacker and former Pro Bowler, cornerback Dante Robinson are not planning to come to the Texans' offseason workouts, which begin on April 6th. Now, both have been dealing with some contract issues. Dante said he was not too happy when the Texans put their franchise tag on him. He's been working at a breezy speed school in New Jersey to stay in shape, but Dante just said that he is not ready to come back until some more of his contract issues have been worked out. Now, he's not decided if he's going to come back for OTAs or minicamp, which will be held later this summer. As for D'Amico, well, he's trying to work out a contract extension. D'Amico's contract is up after the end of next season. The Texans would like to extend that contract before things get going. It's also unclear whether D'Amico Ryans will be here for OTAs or minicamp. Now, also in the news, linebacker Cato June. Yes, the linebacker who spent 2 years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and before that was with the Indianapolis Colts, was actually a Pro Bowler in 2003 with the Colts. Well, he visited with the Texans. And he's a linebacker who could probably play on the weak side or strong side for the Texans. He played on the strong side at Tampa Bay and could probably be fitting in better with the Texans on the weak side. Anyways, it's all a moot point because the Texans, it looks like, will probably not sign Cato June. Now, that's not definitive, but he left today without a contract in his hand. So, what else is going on? Well, the Texans are still being very active in the community. Linebacker Zach Dials, who will be making his return this season after breaking his leg earlier in the year, he was out bowling with kids from the YMCA. And I caught up with Zach to talk about his bowling skills and also to talk about a Texans event that will be held in June, and that is Pins and Pigskins. It's a bowling challenge that Texans fans can buy into. You can get a lane with a player, and all that money goes to Houston Texans Foundation, that charity. And it's probably going to be a very, very fun event, especially because the Texans get pretty competitive when it comes to bowling. And I'll let Zach Dials tell you why. What kind of bowler are you?
You know, I'm a professional out here. You know, I'm thinking about joining the PPA, you know, when my football playing days are over. But in all honesty, I don't think I can get over 100. So these little kids out here are probably better than I am. But it's fun. It's a good event. I love bowling, you know, when I can come out and do it, even though I'm no good. But it's fun.
Well, are some of these kids beating you? Because some of them are not that bad, and they use the bumpers pretty well.
Exactly. They know how to strategize using these bumpers, how to hit it off and everything. This is not their first rodeo, definitely. But it seems like they're having a good time. There's one ringleader over here. She's nice. But all the little kids are having a good time.
That's neat, because you can use this time to bond with the kids, do something good for the community, and also be active.
Yeah. It's, like I said, it's good. You know, get back to the kids, the YMCA, you know, after-school programs. Something I've never done it was as a child, but it's good for these kids to come out, you know, and be able to, you know, after school, have something to do, some recreation. So it's good, and like you said, us being able to come out and hang out with them. So it's a good time.
Bowling is a pretty big deal for the Texans. You guys actually get pretty competitive about doing it. Yeah. There's going to be an off-season event that's going to be a bowling event. How competitive do you think you guys will be during that?
Oh, it's going to be real competitive. I mean, you're going to see guys come out with their own personal bowling balls. I mean, they're going to bring them out. It's going to be fun. You know what I mean? You say there's a competition with the guys in the locker room. They're going to bring their best, so it's going to be a good time.
Who are the best bowlers on the team?
You know, Andre's pretty good. Mike Brizel is, I mean, awesome at bowling. Shante Orr was good, but, you know, unfortunately he's not here. But, I mean, there's a lot of good guys. I know I'm missing a few, but, like, there's some sleepers on the team.
So is there anything about, like, strength in the weight room that translates into bowling? I mean, is there any correlation at all? Because Mike Brizel, I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah. You know, I don't really think so. I think it's all just about, you know, just picking your lines and sticking with it, you know, knowing how to. I can't do that little turn. I don't know how to do it, so I just got to hope it goes straight, you know what I mean, and try to hit the right on the side or one of the middle pins. But, I mean, I don't think this, the strength-wise, is not too much of a factor.
All right, what are you going to be doing to prepare? I mean, you got to get prepared for this big event.
Exactly. You know, I might watch a little more ESPN, some PBA, you know, take down some notes, jot down some stuff, see how they're doing their approach game. You know, they have different balls for different lanes, you know, so I might try to use that.
So people better watch out, because Zach Dallas is going to be back on the field and in the bowling alley.
Exactly, and I'm on a golf course near you.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.